Usborne Pop-Up Fairy Tales. The Three Little Pigs, retold by Susanna Davidson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. They lived with their father in a snug little house. Until one spring day, their father said, "My dear little pigs, you've grown too big. It's time you found homes of your own." So off they went. "Watch out for the big, bad wolf." The first little pig decided to build a house out of straw. "It'll take no time at all," she said. "But your straw house is weak," said the second little pig. He built his house out of sticks. The third little pig laughed at them both. "My house will be the strongest of all," she boasted, "for mine will be made from bricks." And she worked all day and all night until at last her house was ready. Then, one summer's morning, the big bad wolf came to the straw house. Little pig, let me in," he cried.
"Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin," the little pig replied.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf. And the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. The little pig ran as fast as she could to the stick house, but the wolf was right behind her. Little pigs, let me in," said the wolf. And the little pigs replied,
"Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. The little pigs ran as fast as they could to the brick house. The wolf was right behind them. When the wolf reached the brick house, he called, little pigs, let me in." And the little pigs replied,
"Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." And he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed. But the wolf couldn't blow the house in. So he jumped onto the roof and slid down the chimney. But the little pigs were ready for him. The wolf landed splosh in the cooking pot. "Ah!" he screamed and ran away, never to be seen again. The Three Little Pigs was read by Leslie Sims and produced by Fiona Patchett, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.